And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's time for Conversations with the Mayor, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. We're joined on the phone now by Jamesetta Bedford, Chair of the Orange County Commissioners. Jamesetta, how's your day been?
It's been busy. We had a NCDOT quarterly meeting this morning.
Oh, wow.
The
meetings just don't stop, do they?
No. I signed on for this.
you even got out of that Board of Commissioners meeting last night, but there was an Assembly of Governments meeting instead. I was hoping to get into that a little bit. What was the general vibe there before we get into actual content?
I thought it was very well attended. We had a few folks who were out of town, and I was pleased that everybody, all the electeds, you know, were interested. We had two main topics. We had great presentations by staff and discussion and comments and support. So we can go a little deeper in a minute. Yes.
Does it feel like a different thing having that many? I mean, in some ways it's kind of formatted like a regular meeting, but there are so many elected officials there. What does it feel like in that room?
Well, I was worried about COVID personally, like in our
That totally makes sense.
I guess Earl and Sally had been in those meetings in the past. I had not. I had done it with the school boards, and I wasn't sure how we were. And they sort of did like a diamond kind of thing with the tables. And then I will say our managers and staff were kind of squished into chairs in the corners. So it was tight, but that way we could tape it if anybody wanted to go watch the film. And there were a few, I think, grad students there. There were a couple of members of the public. So I was relieved that we did all fit in the space.
Right. And then I understand you got an update on some racial equity work going on in the county. What did we learn new there?
And I guess each of us learned different things. So we had Hillsborough, Carrboro, and Chapel Hill's equity officers and reporting to us and training us both. Dr. Fairbanks from the county had a prior commitment, so that it was. I found we're all members of GARE, which is a governmental alliance on racial equity. We're at different points, and it was very interesting to hear, for example, that Carrboro uses pocket questions, and I had to say, I'm sorry, I don't know what those are. And Ms. McNair Jones and Ms. Weeks explained just some, like when you're making a policy decision, to think, you know, who's going to benefit from this and who's going to be burdened from this? And there were like two or three other questions as you're making a decision, just so that history of inequity and inequity comes to mind. And that was the first part. And then they and sort of each town is at different places. And they shared that Owosso has just hired their first DEI employee leader as well. And then there's a new dashboard. I think we talked about this a couple months ago, but they showed us how to use it and the different metrics and the training and how our advisory boards can, and they wanted our feedback. And so we had some feedback about maybe, you know, this type of chart versus circles. And so we weren't going into the actual detail. I mean, we know there are inequities, but, you know, being able to use that tool, for example, on the Board of Health Subcommittee on Equity, you know, we had tried to look at some of the data, and it's 2022 data, and then they explained how they'll be updating it. Data always lags, so that was good to know. We kind of knew that, but still, you know, good to be reinforced, and annually trying to do updates, and then a future project on the history and how that will tie together for the future.
So it sounds like it was a pretty illuminating evening. I wonder if you could talk a little bit more just about, you know, you were talking about how the different towns are in different places. How much value is there in having those kind of cross-jurisdiction conversations about kind of doing the same work?
Well, I think it's very valuable. And I, you know, I thanked all of the electeds for giving up an evening and the staff. We all thank the staff. So that we, you know, we do can learn from one another and to know that they are also together as a team training some of the nonprofits. And then some of the nonprofits do a lot of work for the local governments in providing services. And so, you know, that was interesting, and how one of them had, I can't remember which lady, had just done a training with, I think, a realtor group. And so, because one of the questions was, well, what about working with some of the for-profit entities? And I had attended a training, but, you know, how are our staffs getting training? How are they responding to that? How are they inputting it? How are they tying this lens to strategic planning and to the budget? And so that was very interesting to us. And you know, I learned a lot.
It's the voice of James Etta Bedford, chair of the Orange County Commissioners. We're talking Assembly of Governments, which happened last night here in Orange County. And one of the other topics, or the other main topic of discussion, was the Behavioral Health Diversion Facility, which has been sort of in the works for over 5 years, it seems. And it seems like we're getting a lot closer on that now. What was the latest on that from the Assembly of Governments?
So we went a little bit through the history, and then were able to share with folks that there is land on 86 in Hillsborough's jurisdiction that would need to be annexed as a potential site that's being evaluated both by the architect and RHA as a subcontractor. Heard from their board members, made sure to explain that this is for anybody in Orange County who is experiencing a mental health, a behavioral health issue or an SUD issue, and also preventative. You know, you're coming in to meet with a NAMI group, for example. That's the plans. But that, you know, trying to keep people, diverting them from the courts, from the jail, detention center, and also from the emergency department. So it's not, and we could explain what it's not. It's not a just sobering center, and it's not a centralized place for homeless folks to go. You know, and we had shared a few numbers, like over 300 incidences typically in Orange County a month, where, you know, like Chapel Hill has a crisis team, so that are, we could think will be calls that could be diverted from using up EMS and police by bringing folks quickly to this center instead of the 15-minute turnaround at the hospital, planning for a 5-minute turnaround, so that those services are back to deal with more, you know, actual serious crime. And everyone we had good questions. We had good support, you know, that this is something, it's just one piece of needed services, but that this one is important and encouragement to move forward. And Hillsborough is working a staff. One of the assistant manager spoke about how, even though, you know, because this won't pay taxes, so are we taking land off of the payroll, you know, tax payroll? And yes, we are. But that this particular property it's probably better and not as much of a commercial interest and a governmental interest if it works. So there's a fair amount of water on the site. You know, it'll be okay. It'll be a good use. So that was nice to hear. And then there's still a lot of planning to go, working with Hillsborough, and then working with all of the, you know, finding a provider, working with Alliance Health. There's still a lot to go, but hopefully, I'm hopeful in the spring, as we do budgeting, that we'll make that decision with the capital budget to go ahead and build this facility.
So as this was the Assembly of Governments, and there were many elected officials from Orange County involved, you alluded to this a little bit, but the kind of general sense is that everybody wants this facility, correct?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, yes, absolutely. A good question came from a couple of Danny and Catherine in Carborough. You know, what about, because this is in Hillsborough, what about transportation? And that's something the committee still has to address. You know, how are people in Chapel Hill Carborough going to get there? You know, it's one thing if you're being involuntarily committed or you're the police, you've been arrested and you're going there. But for others, you know, you're just concerned, you're worried about your teenager. Are they going to harm themselves? And this is the appropriate place. You know, children from 4 to 18 cannot stay overnight. There are three elements to this facility. There's a facility-based where you can stay for 2 weeks, adults only. And then there's a urgent care, which is for you know, 4 and up. And then there's a sort of a community place. So everybody was for it, and, you know, just trying to think of all the related details that go with it.
Excellent. And this is a story that kind of fascinates me, the building of a new public facility like this, that I think it's one of those things that once we've had it for a few years, we're going to not really understand how we ever didn't have it. So I'm very excited to follow along as this goes through process.
Right. And if anybody, I guess if anybody talking about, well, okay, the funding in the operating costs are down from $6 million to $4 million to, we think, now about $2.5 million. And, you know, can we work with UNC Health? You know, they are the ones who are going to save millions and millions and millions annually. Can we work with, are there other foundations? You know, are there, we have to explore some more options for potential funding as well.
We're visiting with the chair of the Orange County Commissioners, James Etta Bedford, talking Assembly of Governments. And we're getting pretty close to being out of time. Is there anything else from the Assembly of Governments you wanted to mention?
Not that comes to mind. I was really pleased. We, you know, we didn't have one last year. We did one the year before. And it's, it was nice to work with the mayors, new mayors, about, you know, trying to find topics that are worth your time, but not too controversial, so that you feel like you're, you know, it's valuable to you. And I think I hope we succeeded in that. I felt positive about it.
Is there anything else in the greater Orange County community that you wanted to mention before we wrap things up?
Sure. Just put on your calendar that Orange County, we're taking government services on the road. They're calling it the Orange County Roadshow. And at the Seymour Center, February 1st, 6 to 9 p.m., we're going to have all kinds of agencies, aging, animals, library, passports, where you can come anytime from 6 to 9, and you could do things like learn about how to apply for a passport, or you can get a library card, or if you can, all these property tax relief programs we have and assistance programs for veterans, for older folks, learn about that, sign up for a library card. I didn't even know we have a solid waste fee assistance program. Did you know? I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
And so we have that, learn about how to, because we are going through a re-eval in a year or so, learn about property value appeals. Of course, we'll be recruiting folks to, you know, apply to serve on one of our advisory boards or committees. And honestly, just come out. If we don't have it, then someone will be able to connect you in the future with to get your questions answered. So I'm looking forward to that. And there will be Spanish interpretation. And then the day before, January 31st, up at Cedar Grove, same thing happening there at the community center for the folks that are in the northern part of the county.
James Etta, I appreciate you taking the time on this Wednesday afternoon, and I look forward to talking again next week. Actually,
okay.
Check that.
We will not
be talking next week because we'll be doing the forum on the Hill. So I'll see you. I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. I'll probably see you next week.
Okay. Okay, great. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.